Once again, the supply closet was filled with the sound of shifting noodles, a faint and damp sound that made the children think of something slimy emerging from a swamp. It was, however, a far nicer sound than the one that interrupted their anagram decoding.
"Attention! Attention!"
Mattathias's voice sounded particularly snide as it called for attention from the square speaker over the Baudelaire's heads.
"The surgical ward will now be closed for the craniectomy. Only Dr. Flacutono and his associates will be allowed into the ward until the patient is dead. I mean, until the operation is over. That is all."
"Velocity!"
Sonny shrieked. "I know we have to hurry," Klaus cried. "I'm moving these noodles as quickly as I can. Ada O. Überwillet isn't right either." He turned to the list of patients again to see who was next, and accidentally hit a noodle with his elbow, knocking it to the floor with a moist splat. Sonny picked it up for him, but the fall had split it into two pieces. Instead of an O, the Baudelaires now had a pair of parentheses. "That's okay," Klaus said hurriedly. "The next name on the list is Ed Valiant Brew, which doesn't have an O in it anyway."
"Oh!"
Sonny shrieked. "Oh!" Klaus agreed.
"Oh!"
Sonny insisted. "Oh!" Klaus cried. "I see what you mean. If it doesn't have an O in it, it can't be an anagram of Violet Baudelaire. That only leaves one name on the list. Laura V. Bleedioti. That must be the one we're looking for."
"Check,"
Sonny said, and held her breath as Klaus moved the noodles around. In a few seconds, the name of the eldest Baudelaire sister had been transformed into Laura V. Bleedioti, except for the O, which Sonny still held in pieces in her tiny fist, and the last E, which was still a piece of carrot. "It's her, all right," Klaus said with a grin of triumph. "We've found Violet."
"As clue,"
Sonny said, which meant we never would have found her if you hadn't figured out that Olaf was using anagrams. "It was really the Quagmire triplets who figured it out," Klaus said, holding up the notebook page. "And it was you who opened the cans of soup, which made it much easier. But before we congratulate ourselves, let's rescue our sister." Klaus took a look at the list of patients. "We'll find Laura V. Bleedioti in room 922 of the surgical ward."
"Guido,"
Sonny pointed out, which meant, "But Mattathias closed the surgical ward." "Then we'll have to open it," Klaus said grimly, and took a good look around the supply closet. "Let's put on those white medical coats," he said. "Maybe if we look like doctors, we can get into the ward. We can use these surgical masks in the pocket to hide our faces, just like Olaf's associate did at the lumber mill."
"Quagmire,"
Sonny said doubtfully, which meant when the Quagmires used disguises, they didn't fool Olaf. "But when Olaf used disguises," Klaus said, "he fooled everyone."
"Us,"
Sonny said. "Except us," Klaus agreed. "But we don't have to fool ourselves."
"True,"
Sonny said, and reached for two white coats. Because most doctors are adults, the white coats were far too big for the children, who were reminded of the enormous pinstripe suits Esme Squalor had purchased for them when she had been their guardian. Klaus helped Sonny roll up the sleeves of her coat, and Sonny helped Klaus tie his mask around his face, and in a few moments the children were finished putting on their disguises.